12 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Monica Pack with Phoebe Ho and Matt Elaine. In the weather, it's a breezy 2 degrees and partly cloudy in Toronto. We'll reach a low of minus 1 tonight. Now here are the headlines. No need to worry about a TTC strike just yet. Talks will continue until at least later on next week. The Leafs won't be making the playoffs for the third year in a row. And a famous zip code is relocated to the CW network as plans for a spin-off are announced. Now to our top story. The TTC and its transit workers union say they will continue negotiations. Initially, they had set next Tuesday as a deadline to make a deal, but now they say they'll keep talking until at least later in the week. Talks had broken down over the issue of workers' benefits. The union had complained that its members only get a percentage of their pay if they are hurt on the job or get sick. Non-unionized workers get full pay. A Hummer limousine was hijacked around 1 o'clock this morning. A woman had apparently tried to get a ride with the passengers, but was turned away. She then got in behind the wheel while the driver took a bathroom break. The limo crashed through downtown Toronto, hitting a person, a house, and three other cars. A 20-year-old woman faces several charges, including dangerous driving and theft over $5,000. A Seneca student is asking for $10,000 in damages because he says he was assaulted by Toronto police. He says last summer he was tasered while he was trying to put his hands behind his back. He says he blacked out because of the shock. The police have released a statement denying the claims. An ex-copper says women shouldn't be police officers. The founder of ex-copper Legal Services says he's thinking of leaving the profession and go into medicine instead. Matt Mitchell reports.
Make no mistake, I did work with a number of police women who were fabulous. I'd rather have them with me than a lot of guys. As a general rule, that to which you're exposed on a regular basis hardens people beyond all recognition. And I guess I just care too much about how women are naturally a more delicate breed, and I hate to see that get severed. I really do.
David Matheson was once a police officer himself. 20 years ago, in 1988, he was fired from the York Regional Police. He had been taking security work on the side. The next day, he became a paralegal. He started ex-copper a few years later in 1994. He now views police work as what he calls a necessary evil.
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Matheson has problems with other groups. Those groups include Queen's Park and most types of doctors. He describes journalism as a flawed profession. He said that he doesn't like mothers against drunk drivers because their CEO is a man. He also said that too much of charity's money goes to administration. Madison also said that he was now considering selling ex-copper and suggested that he might go to naturopathic medicine. Matthew Mitchell, Centennial College Radio News.
And finally, a Toronto butcher has won the 649. Jose Lima won $14.5 million. He says he'll share the winnings by giving each of his employees $5,000. Even with all this money, though, Lima says he plans to continue working at the butcher shop. And now, over to Phoebe with sports.
Thanks, Monica, and hi, everyone. The Leafs won't be making the playoffs this season again for the third year in a row. Sundin and Antropov returned last night from groin and knee injuries for the big game against the Boston Bruins. Their slim hope was that the team's top two scorers would be able to save them in this determining game. But the Leafs still lost 4-2 and are now officially eliminated from the playoffs. It's been 41 years since the Leafs last won the Stanley Cup. They have 4 games left until the end of the season. Their next game is against the Montreal Canadiens on Saturday. Most of the team has been resigned for next season besides Dejan Kyle-Wellwood, Dominic Moore, and Matt Sundin. The Raptors will be playing against the New York Knicks tonight at 7. The Raptors have made another change in the roster. They just signed a 10-day contract with Linton Johnson. He played for the Phoenix Suns in 6 games this season. The Raptors had to waive Derek Martin to give him the spot. Johnson will be available for tonight's game. The Raptors are 7th in their Eastern Conference division right now, still in the running for the playoffs. The Blue Jays' third baseman, Scott Rolen, will most likely be missing all the games this April. Rolen injured his right hand during practice recently. He had a surgery in Maryland, where doctors had to pin his finger together. His hand surgeon says he may need 4 to 6 weeks to recover. Rolen was traded in January with the St. Louis Cardinals. He was seen as a future leader for the Jays, but now his team will be opening the season with him sitting on the sidelines. Marco Scutaro will now be taking Roland's spot while he is gone. He will be playing for most of April and may stay longer. The City of Championships for high school volleyball are in full swing, and teams from around the GTA are vying for top honors. Riverdale's Collegiate and East York played host to some high-flying semifinal matchups today. One of them was a heartbreaker for a team that was expected to come out on top. Will Masgay reports.
This is Will Masgay with Centennial College Radio News. The heavily favored Sir Oliver Mowat senior girls have suffered a devastating loss at the hands of the home team, Riverdale Raiders. The girls have known nothing next to victory all year, but today's heartbreaker has not only left the girls in shock and awe, but put an end until their up-until-now terrific season. So what was the reason for the downfall of the squad? Rebecca Glancy, who had led the 8-1 team all season, is down in Nevada playing in a tournament this week. One of Mowat's Gales, Alana Filer, had this to say before the game.
So we really want to win today because our star player is away.
Glancy and her club team, the Durham Attack, finished 13th out of an 89-team field in the Las Vegas Classic, an annual tournament hosted by the Southern California Volleyball Association. But her school team didn't fare as well today. The Gales just lost their semifinal matchup to Riverdale 2-0. The first set was a blowout, which Riverdale won 25-13. But in the second set, Mowat bounced back and took an early lead, keeping the scoring tight till the end. Yet it wasn't enough to hold the Raiders at bay, who won 25-21. The girls went into the playoffs, ranked first in their division, but today's defeat put an end to their season. In the first set, the girls made some crucial mistakes and fell behind early. Riverdale scored 8 points, and by the time Mowat answered back, it was too late. They sat in a deficit that couldn't be overcome. Mowat seemed to be a new team when they stepped onto the court in the second set. They were quicker, more agile, and better organized. According to Coach Susan Underwood,
we missed our big girls.
Yeah, so that's what I heard.
But otherwise, I thought we played much better than that.
They kept control of the ball and the score, only losing the lead once before they were ultimately surpassed at the 20-point mark. After stepping off the court in the second set, Phyla gave a simple explanation for the team's poor performance.
We actually are better than them, but...
The girls simply didn't play that way this afternoon. Despite their renewed energy in the second set, they couldn't hash it against a Raiders team that was charged up by their home crowd. They were outworked, outskilled, and outplayed. Not only did Glancy's absence today leave a hole in their roster, but in their hearts as well. They missed a tried and tested leader. Without her, the Gales simply weren't the same. This is Will Masgay with Centennial College Radio News, signing off.
And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us. Here's Matt with entertainment.
Before there were the Hills, the OC, there was Billy Hills 91210. The 90s teen drama will be making a comeback this on the small screen, as the CW network announces this week plans for the spinoff. The still-to-be-named show will be quite familiar to fans of 90210. The story centers around a family who moves back to the famous zip code and has two teenage characters who attend West Beverly Hills High. The original series aired on Fox from 1990 to 2000 and served as a launching point for many of the young cast members, including Luke Perry, Jason Priestley, and Tori Spelling, daughter of the show's executive producer, the late Aaron Spelling. Although it's still unclear whether or not any of the former cast will have any involvement in the project, diehard fans can draw their own conclusions from the details of David Silver, played by Brian Austin Green, who married Donna Martin, played by Tori Spelling, shares the same last name with two proposed sibling characters. How much do you pay for your cup of joe? You'd be paying quite a bit if you're anything like the man in this next story. We look into a Toronto man's caffeine addiction and find out how coffee burns his tongue and a wallet and a hole in his wallet. Ryan Sangle reports.
It's the sound of steaming milk that many hear every day. Starbucks is known for their specialty coffees and high quality beans, but they're also known for their high price point. Sebastian Gutierrez is 20 years old and a frequent Starbucks customer. He likes the location at Young and College. Gutierrez gets a tall Americano twice a day. He likes it black.
Every day after work and sometimes in the mornings.
What are you taking your Americano?
Nothing. Just black. No milk, no sugar.
An Americano is espresso with hot water. It has the same amount of caffeine to coffee, but a different flavor. Like most coffee, it's an acquired taste. It's also a specialty drink, so it takes longer to make. This afternoon, there are 6 people working behind the counter and 3 customers waiting ahead of us. The cashier finally takes his order. From the time his order is called out, it takes just under 2 minutes for the barista to hand Gutierrez his drink. A tall size costs $2.26. That's with taxes. That means he spends about $20 a week and over $1,000 a year for his caffeine fix. Gutierrez thinks it's worth it.
I think Starbucks has the best quality of coffee, as opposed to Tim Hortons or a second cup, and the atmosphere in the store is really nice. You're able to sit, have a conversation, there's soothing music, and the staff are usually really friendly and inviting.
Over 80% of Canadian adults drink coffee occasionally, 60% drink it on a daily basis. This makes coffee the number one beverage in Canada. Gutierrez thinks there's more to Starbucks beyond what's in his cup. It's the experience.
In the afternoons, I might sit down, enjoy the scenery, people watch, or sometimes just have a conversation with a friend.
A recent study found that Canadians spend about $5 billion a year going to coffee shops. This figure includes spending on coffee, donuts, and sandwiches. Gutierrez sticks to his coffee. He's already had one cup to go this morning and will stay for a while this afternoon. He'll do it all over again tomorrow. Ryan Sang, Centennial College Radio News.
Okay, now back to Monica for the wrap-up.
Thanks, Matt. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.